This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi
and Bremner. She's with us. She's one of the nation's most recognized legal analysts. And I want to talk with you, Anne, about the change in verbiage into the investigation of the death of Stephen Smith, listed forever since his death, pretty much as hit and run, not homicide, but now SLED recognizing it officially as a homicide. I guess the question is, with all the evidence that's been sitting there for so long and just basic common sense, when you look at what happened here, clearly was not a hit and run. Why now? What did it take? What was the thing that moved the needle to finally say, yeah, it was this and not that? And yeah.
You know, I actually talked to Stephen Smith's mother about a year ago, you know, about trying to help her. And back then, of course, we're not in the position we're in now, where there's an interest and it was reopened and everything else. But the fact is that weren't there always folks saying that's not a hit and run? I mean, it's like basically, so then if it's not a hit and run, what is it? It's a homicide.
Yeah.
Because he didn't kill himself. So I don't know if it's a huge revelation that it's a homicide now that Eric Bland's out there saying, but the fact of the matter is, the injuries were more consistent, I think, with someone driving by with a baseball bat or striking him, you know, that some kind of physical assault.
Mm-hmm.
They throw Buster's name around, but I don't, you know, it's just difficult because we just don't know enough about that case, but it's always positive. And I've had this in my cases where you exhume a body, get an independent expert to take a look at the case and really tell you what happened. You can learn a lot.
Yeah. And it's been so many years. And I think there's, you know, there's a morbidity of it. Everybody, or not everybody, but there's lots of people out there rooting that this is someone involved with the Murdaughs that was involved. And we don't know that as of right now. So I'm not going to remotely say that. But there is somebody involved here, whoever it may be. Now it's a matter of exhuming this body and using whatever evidence exists to try and track that person down or persons down. With a case like this where it's been so many years, they're exhuming the body now. There was never really a homicide investigation done. So a lot of the evidence that one would think they'd have, you know, in a locker somewhere to pull back up and reexamine doesn't exist because it was never collected. How do you go about trying to solve this and then prosecuting someone on this?
Well, you know, I can tell you, like, for example, I had the Rebecca Zahau case down in Coronado where they found her hanging naked and they said it was a suicide. I hired Dr. Cyril Wecht and we had her body exhumed. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that she didn't die from a hanging. She died from strangulation while she was on her back. The lividity, which is where your blood settles when you die, was in her back. So that's where she died. She didn't die from hanging herself. Mm-hmm. And she also had blunt force trauma on the top of her head, which she wouldn't get by going off the side of a balcony. So you can learn a lot, you know. And in that case, there was a difference between suicide and homicide. There was a civil case where the brother of the boyfriend of Rebecca was found civilly responsible for her death, but that took some time. But that's an example. You can learn a lot by exhuming a body and having a separate and independent autopsy conducted.
But then to connect any information to who would have done this, where do you go about doing that? I mean, if maybe there's some sort of DNA on the body, that's going to be questionable if there is or not, depending on how cleaned up the body was before being buried. But digital footprint is something I've been talking about and wondering about of what exists, because, again, we're going back many years in terms of what's going to be out there or still on record. How would you proceed on this to try and find leads?
Well, I don't know how much they have dating back that far in the Alec Murdaugh investigation, but we sure know that case had a lot of digital evidence, you know, and so I don't know, you know, I'm just not in a position to say what is available to them. You know, his phone, you know, all of the, how about all those rumors that they have in that case file, you know, to track that down. It's not fair to Buster to keep saying, you know, he's the suspect because he's not.
Sure.
But if there are rumors in that case, then track those down. I mean, why are people saying things like that? You know, I mean, I just feel like I'm not a big supporter of Alec Murdoch, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was completely guilty, but I feel bad for his son to be just kind of focused on, you know, in this case, given what he's gone through with losing his mother and his brother.
Mm-hmm. Just getting in there, having the conversations, having the interviews with people, that would be really square one to go into this and just see whether it is with a Buster or whoever, just to get their story and see if those sort of things can be cleared early on rather than just letting the rumor mill continue to fester.
Exactly. I mean, you know, some people say where there's smoke, there's fire. If there are a bunch of rumors about them, then some of them may be true. We know, we just don't know. But you know, obviously it was homicidal violence and somebody did it. And the question is, who is it?
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Ann Bremner, one of the nation's most recognized legal analysts. Thank you so much for your insight as we continue to dive into that case of Stephen Smith. Just, just when we thought we got out of South Carolina's low country, oh no, we are sucked back in. There's just certain places of the country that seem to be like that. Idaho is another one. I don't know why. Anyway, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions of the cases we are following for you right here. You can get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now. Be sure to check that out. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.